happy Tuesday night to you. Are you ready to rock and roll Total German style? I know you are. That's right. Bay Ragney here, Total German Radio Rocks, or as we like to say, TDR Rocks. That's right. I'm here with a little special for you tonight, a little special with the band New Year's Day and guitar player Nikki Misery, who I got to talk to the other day. They have their brand new album, Unbreakable, coming out this Friday, April 26th. So make sure you go get it, buy it, stream it, download it, pay for it somehow, some way. Do not steal it, or I will have to come kick your ass. And I will, too. Believe me. So, anyway. So, I got to talk to Nikki the other day, and great conversation. Good dude. They're out there on tour right now. We talked about the new album. We talked about kind of a little change in musical direction with the single Shut Up. How it was kind of really a pop song. What they thought, what the fans thought. The brand new single that came out that's really back to them being heavy, Come For Me. Talked about you know, musical influences like the New York Dolls and a whole bunch of other stuff. How SiriusXM's big supporters of the band now, touring with Hellstorm. Just a whole bunch. Great interview, fun. Learned a little bit about a little bit about everything. So let's get into it. But also don't forget, check us out, Total German Radio, Total German Entertainment. Look for us all over the world of social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also look for us on TeePublic now. You can go to TeePublic and type in Totally Driven Entertainment and look for Totally Driven Tees. Buy some t-shirts from us. There you go. Help support the cause of the world of Totally Driven Entertainment. But without further ado, let's get into it. Nikki Misery from New Year's Day.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
You know, I'm just living that dream today.
I got to admit, you kind of are right now. You guys are really on the verge of breaking big.
That's what I've been hearing, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it always feels exciting, but I mean, like, it always feels exciting, you know. Just any chance I get to wake up and do this, I mean, to be honest, I'm already living the dream as it is. So anything else is just even more of a blessing.
But I mean, like, in all seriousness, like, over the last year, like, the buzz, especially, like, the last 6 to 9 months, I mean, the buzz is, like, I mean, it's full force now. I mean, we're buzzing here, for real.
What, me?
You're like, the whole buzz around the band is, like, at a peak right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, teetering on the edge of that. You know what I mean? Like, of that big break now.
I mean, I hear it. You know, it's weird being in it rather than being on the outside. Because when you're in it, you're like, you don't really hear the buzz because you're sitting there just going through your life. You know, you're going to work and stuff like that. Like, it doesn't seem like things are happening. But everyone's saying it and it gets you excited. So, cool. Oh, when it happens, it happens. But, I mean, you know, it ain't going to stop this train.
Now, that's the weird thing. Like, and you just said it right there. Like, you're just going to work. And people probably, like, it's hard for them to really comprehend that this is your job.
Well, yeah, it is. But I meant, like when I have, like, my home job, too, you know, like, to make money. Because, hey, yeah, it's much like it's my job, but, you know, like, I do serving jobs, like, at home, too. So, like, when I'm sitting there, like, you know, serving, refilling iced tea, everyone's like, you're going to break, you know, you're about to make it big. I'm like, okay, well, when it happens, it happens. Other than that, man, I'm just going to keep on going day by day.
How about, like, when you see,
I guess I'm too grounded, you know? I'm almost too grounded.
But, like, now, and it's not, like, I mean, a lot of the bands I interview, like, a lot of them have, like, they still have, like, jobs they're doing, whether, you know, when they're home off the road or they're able to take their jobs out on the road with them. And people kind of, like, even that, people probably, like, think to themselves, like, well, here's this band, like, you're hearing them all over the radio now, like, they got to be, like, you know, super rich and making all this money. And I think people, like, still have that, exactly, like, that theory or notion years ago.
Yeah, it's not 1985 anymore, you know, like, nobody really makes money off of music anymore. We just do this because it's what we love to do, and, like, there's no other choice for us. You know, we grew up wanting to just rock, and money didn't matter, so it didn't matter if you made it or not. As long as you got to wake up and do what you love to do, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's living my dream right there.
Right. Absolutely.
And then the fact
absolutely.
That people are loving it, you know, and they're having this big buzz around it. It's like, wow, this is like way cooler.
Now, what do you think really like, beside the music, what do you think really like helped put that buzz like in full force? Do you think it was Sirius XM's Octane channel, like really getting behind you guys? Do you think it was the Hailstorm tour?
I mean, I think it's all aspects. So one thing like I never want to take away from is the band's live performance, the way Ashley controls a crowd on stage, the way that we have this violent explosion of energy on stage. Like when you see us play, like you put on a damn show, like we're hurting ourselves up there. We're killing ourselves just to make you like, go yeah, for 30 minutes. I mean, as much as we want to put all these other amazing people behind us and thank Sirius FM, thank Hailstorm, the Indigo team and everybody behind us, but there's a reason why they got behind us in the first place. And
right.
I don't want to take away from the credit of the band that made the mark in the first place. Now, especially Ash, who's such a personality and she's such a genius with like social networking too. Like she's created this cult before any of these people gave a shit about us.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
well,
and
before
the
whole mainstream world did, you know, we had the underground.
And that's the thing too, like that's been like such a strong presence too, is the whole, you know, the way Ash works the social media, and like especially like when I was seeing when the Skeleton single was getting played on Octane all the time, like, you know, like all the fans were, you know, screenshotting and all excited and happy for you guys, and they're, you know, putting it all over Instagram and everything else, and I'm seeing you guys like reposting it, and I'm just like, you know, that's huge.
Yeah, wild. Absolutely wild. Like,
yeah.
I still can't believe that's, you know, that's the craziest part. And, like, I was really surprised. I mean, you know, you always get surprised when, like, you put out a new song and people still love it. And with Skeletons, which seems like, I don't know, it seemed kind of like a step in a different direction from you said. I was a little, not scared, but, like, interested in how people were going to take it, and I was very stoked on the reception with it. I didn't think it was going to be that great, you know, it got received well.
Wow.
And it's funny too, because when we put out Shut Up, everyone's like, oh, New Year's Day is a pop band now. I'm like, what? Then you put out Come For Me, it's like, good book. Fun way, not a mean way. I curse a lot.
It sounds like
I'm being mean, but it's more so for funny.
Believe me, I every other word in my mouth is fuck. So believe me, it's all
yeah.
good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Such
a good happy word.
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, with the single "Shut Up," like I was kind of thinking that, I was like, "Whoa, all right, like this is a total song now. Like, is this a new thing, new direction the band's going?" And were you guys scared to put that one out?
You know, I hate to say scared, but in a sense, that's the best word to put it, because it's like, it's such a different direction. But at the
yeah.
same time, too, like, if you really know us personally, like, we listen to all kinds of music. And we have these dance parties before we play to all, like, the lamest pop songs, and we get down, too, you know? So, like, this kind of music, it's still in our blood, too. And especially, you know, I grew up in Santa Ana, so, like, it's like, you hear R&B and hip hop all the time, you know, down here. It's just part of you. You listen to it all the time. But then, like, we did that cover of Gangsta, the Kehlani song, and then that had such a reception. And Ash was really into it. She kind of, I think that was like, I don't think internally, but it was funny because I was talking to Frankie about this, and he mentioned, like, I think that was like the seeds of Shut Up. And at first I was like, no, but the more I thought of it, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's a cover of a pop song, and we totally did this poppy kind of trap. I don't even know what you call this genre of music, but, you know, this hip-hoppy, poppy song with, like, this rock into it. And that was such a banger, too. Like, when I first heard that, I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I remember Ash was like, I'm actually really surprised you like this song. I'm like, how could I not? Like, a good song is a good song, no matter what style.
Right. So it almost kind of sounds like even within the band, like maybe a little bit of nervousness because of the direction of it.
It is. It is. Cause it's so far. It's not what you would think of when you think of New Year's Day. Like most people thought of us as like the smeared makeup, Motley Crue-ish looking band.
Right.
And like, we just don't want to be pigeonholed into that. And especially with that phase of New Year's Day, I know I'm kind of going to like go abroad for a second, but like with that phase of New Year's Day, when with Malevolence, it was coming from a very dark spot. And like the makeup and the clothing kind of represented that as well. And now with Unbreakable, we're not in this awful spot anymore. We're not like, you know, these manic depressant wackos anymore. You know, like we're in a good spot. We have great team, you know, things are looking up. Everyone's high morale, you know, and we're doing to represent that. And then coming out with Shut Up just seems like the next right step. And plus, as artists too, like, are you really an artist unless you're like you're pushing boundaries, you're making somebody uncomfortable?
It's true. That's true. You know, it's funny though, like how you mentioned Motley Crue. Like, I think back to like when I was a kid, and you know, like Motley Crue shouted the devil, and then when they came out with Theater of Pain, it was a change in direction. It wasn't as heavy anymore and more like commercial sounding, and it was like, ugh. But then I go back like over time, especially now when I go back and listen to it, I'm like, that's such a phenomenal album, you know? So it's the same kind of thing like what you guys are like, that little change of direction. And like, it took a couple listens, but I'm like, I get it. Like, now that I'm older, like, I get it a lot quicker.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you guys come back, like you said, with the new single, Come For Me, and it's like, oh, here we go, balls to the walls again.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, everyone was saying like New Year's Day is now a pop band, and all of a sudden we come out with Shut Up. We're like, well, what's up now, bitches? You guys can fucking hear it. It's funny to hear people's reaction. You hear one song and you're like, oh my god, the whole album's like this now. It's like, yeah, you just fucking hear Skeletons. Like, call me Chonies for 1 second. And it's like, just wait till you hear the rest of the album. Like, I think Shut Up's the only song like that.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Well, yeah. But it was still fun to do, and I can't wait to play it.
That's what I was wondering. What, like, the rest of the direction of the album, is there more some pop-sounding songs, or is it more of the heavier stuff, or middle of the road? Or
It's more heavier, especially with songs like Done With You. We have Misunderstood, which is like, it's a hard rocking song, but it's more like rock and roll. Break My Body has got this cool kind of fun, like, 80s punk style to it, you know, not fast, but still has that kind of vibe. Nocturnal is like, it's a nod to the old New Year's Day, like Halloween party kind of sound. Like, I ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, that's awesome. Now the title of the album, Unbreakable, I mean, is this like a message like from the band itself, or like you guys are not
It's more so like, the way I see it, it's more so like to say where the band is now with everything this band's been through, with like this awful team we had before, these people who mostly just had their hands in our pockets, these people who thought we were friends, these awful relationships we were in. Like, that's where Malevolence was, just everything falling apart. And Unbreakable is us being here now going, ah, dude, we've been through all this. You know, with the New Year's Day history, like, you know, record labels rejecting us, dropping us, folding over. People saying, no, you guys can't do this. Oh, you guys were makeup. You're a makeup band. I don't even know what the fucking makeup band is. If that means you play a different kind of music. But like, all this stuff of being told, no, 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 no. And then here we are. And then having people wanting to talk to us, telling us that there's a buzz going on around us. I mean, this is an unbreakable band. Absolutely.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. Now, something too about you personally, I saw I saw in an interview I was watching with you guys, which made me even respect you even more, my friend, that you're a fan of the New York Dolls.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry?
That you're a fan of the New York Dolls.
Oh my God, I love New York Dolls. Even when I sound check, I always play like a Johnny Thunders tune. Like, I think I do Jet Boy for the most part.
Love it.
And it was funny, 'cause the last interview, they're like, okay, and one last question. They're like, what's something that you're listening to now like, what's your album on now? It's like, dude, to be honest, like, I don't listen to anything new. Like, the album I told her was like T-Rex. It was like the Zinc Alloy and the Hidden, whatever that long title is. Like, that's been my JMS of right now.
Did they even know who T-Rex was?
I don't know. not my share, not my problem. They just asked me what I was listening to. It's funny because, like when I do these interviews, people will, like, kind of, like, compare, like a sound change when we talk about Chuck. Like, oh, yeah, Bring Me the Horizon. I'm like, I still haven't heard a fucking Bring Me the Horizon song. Couldn't tell you what they sound like. No disrespect to them. I'm just not interested in, like, most music nowadays.
You know, it's pretty wild because the other night I did a show. There's a local band around here that I'm really tight with called Rat Rod. And they're very, like, AC/DC sounding. And they have a new single came out the other day. And one of the guys, I'm very, very close with the bass player. And we were having a conversation. And he even said that. He goes, like, I brought up a new band. And he was like, I really don't listen to the new music out there. And I was like, I took a step back. I'm like, really? Like, I'm like, dude, there's a lot of good music coming out now. He's like, I know, but I love the stuff that, you know, from the past. I'd rather listen to that. I'm like, I get it, but I don't know. So that's pretty wild.
Yeah. Like, I feel bad because, like, I miss a lot of cool stuff, and then I catch it, like, a couple years later. But, I mean, it's like when I get in my car, like, I want to listen to what, like, the songs I got stuck in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But then, I mean, granted, there are some cool bands, like, that came out recently. Like, they had this band out that was from Garden Grove, who's pretty big now. They're called the Growlers, and they have, like, what they call surf goth music. And then they had this band from Atlanta called the Biters, who unfortunately just recently broke up. But
yeah,
they just had, like, a total 70s look and 70s sound, and, like, they just kicked ass. I haven't heard kick-ass rock music from a new band in I don't know how long.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was sad when they announced they were breaking up. I'm like, you know, it's a state of music, and I get it, but it's sad at the same time.
It is. Especially, like, they were fucking awesome. Like, all their albums that they came out, I was like, oh, this is great. I'll buy it again. And if your T-shirt has like, a Kiss type of shirt with a marijuana leaf instead of the star on it, I thought that was hilarious.
it's kind of like, that's a band that, like, in the music industry itself, like, everybody truly loved them and respected them and was so into them, but it was like nobody else got them. It was weird.
Yeah. That's what's shitty about the industry. It's like, the fans all loved it. Why aren't they bigger?
Right, right.
But then again, I don't know. I don't know the behind the scenes stuff, so there could be a whole lot more that was happening.
This is true. So now you guys are getting ready. Actually, your tour kicks off tomorrow, correct?
Yeah. Oddly enough, I'm actually at a grocery store right now getting prepared for tour.
Stocking up.
I'm getting myself ready.
So what are you stocking up for? What are you taking with you?
Well, mostly I come to this place, Mother's, because they have a lot of cool vitamins and stuff. So at this age now we're getting a little bit more healthier than bottles of tequila and stuff like that. But, you know, that'll come with the writer.
But, yeah, I mean,
we're very, we keep ourselves pretty set. Like, in the morning, like, on tour, we do, like, our workouts and stuff. And, like, on days, like, some days you kind of honestly forget to eat. And I hate saying it like that. So I always got to make sure that, like, I'm good, you know. Like, I don't want to get sick on the road. That's the worst thing. So we just make sure we're healthy so we can keep the rock party going.
Nice.
It's like the behind the scenes of rock and roll. You know, your vitamins and your...
working out. Taking vitamins, working out. It's kind of like Hulk Hogan, rock and roll style.
You know, this is how we do it in 2019. I got my vitamins, I got my B12s, I got my kombucha, we got our Tito's vodka, we're going to be living tonight.
What you going to do, brother, when the music comes down on you?
When it comes down on me?
What you going to do, brother, when the music comes down on you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, kick it. That's not going to be weird. Almost just Macho Man Randy Savage, sir.
Now you need Slim Jims. Get some Slim Jims for the road.
Oh, right? Sabotage Slim Jim. I miss him. I miss seeing him on commercials all the time.
Absolutely. Oh, that's great. So now the album
Somebody's actually vein popped out of a neck like he did. Oh, I'm sorry, go on.
So the album Unbreakable actually comes out Friday, next Friday the 26th. It'll be available, I'm sure, everywhere humanly possible.
Oddly enough, it's another great American holiday that day. I don't know if you're aware of this, but that same day is the day that Avengers Endgame comes out. Boom. So you can rock out some New Year's Day and then go see what happens with Thanos in the Avengers. It's like a win-win situation. Oh, and talk about Unbreakable. Are the Avengers not unbreakable? You see what I mean? It's just unbelievable here.
It's got a great time.
I'm tying it all in.
So, all right, so I got to ask, do you watch the shows on CW? Do you watch The Flash?
Not The Flash. I did watch like the Netflix ones, like Punisher, Daredevil, Jessica Jones,
okay,
and all that.
So you're a Marvel guy.
And it's funny because like, I got into it so much, I got my mom into it, and then my mom started watching everything insanely. And then like, we'll be at the gym and we're like watching the shows, like I'll rewatch the episodes with them and stuff like, oh, damn.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But like Punisher and Daredevil, God, those were masterpieces.
Oh, beautiful. They were awesome.
They were so good.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't believe how good they were. I was pretty shocked.
Same. I always have to tell you, like, I was like, dude, like, I didn't give a shit about Daredevil in the comic books either when I was growing up, but damn. Like, how could you not love that show?
I'll tell you what, if you haven't watched it and you have to give it a chance, like, I was very late to the game by 3 seasons, but I got so hooked is Arrow. Like, I never would have thought Green Arrow would be
really
good. Dude, it's amazing. Like, it's on par with Daredevil and Punisher and all that. It's Arrow is amazing.
No way.
It's amazing.
All right.
You never
wait, is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
All right. That's going to be my show. I'm going to watch.
I'm telling you, do it. And then you got to watch The Flash.
It
all ties in. You have to. It's amazing.
No
it's
way.
Amazing.
Because I just saw they put, because I follow like on Instagram, it's mostly like nerdy stuff. They just put Godspeed in The Flash now.
Yep, the other night.
And like
the
he's like
night.
The new villain. And I was like, ooh, he looked pretty sick.
I'm telling you, like the other night's episode, I was talking to we do a live show on Thursday nights, and we were talking about it. I was sitting there watching it with my daughter, fighting back tears because it was so emotional.
Really?
Yeah, it was so good. I was
wow.
like trying to talk to my daughter, and I'm like fighting tears. So good, dude. Seriously. Arrow and Flash.
All right,
are amazing.
All right. I'm about it.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not
there
checking
you
it out.
So when you guys come to Philly, I'm gonna quiz you and see if you've started watching.
Yeah. We're gonna talk about it. We have to get down a couple episodes. I'm about it.
Awesome.
I'm about it.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, dude, congrats on everything. The buzz, the music, the album, everything is going in the right direction. I'm really super happy for you guys. And
thank you so much, man.
Have fun on tour. Take those vitamins. And I'll see you guys in Philly.
All right, man. Hey, thank you so much for taking time on and talk to me. Really appreciate all the words, man. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, man. Crank up them New York Dolls.
Oh, absolutely. You know I will.
Take care, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much, man.
Yep. Bye.
You know me, that you control me. Have you figured it out? Boy, I'm not breaking. Better get praying. You need the saving to keep you devout. I told you once.
Welcome back to the Dirty Rocks. Bay Ragney here, and there he is, Nikki Misery, and there they are, New Year's Day, and that was the single Shut Up. Yeah, I had to do that one, because I wanted to get people's opinion. I wanted to think, you know, did you think it's too poppy? Did you dig it? Did you like it? Did you like that musical direction for the band? Or do you like the heavier stuff? Let me know, because I want to know. So there you go. So, all right, so check them out, New Year's Day. They're all over the world of social media. The new album, like I said, comes out this Friday, April 26th. It's called Unbreakable. Make sure you get it, pick it up, buy it, get physical copies, stream it. If you're going to stream it a lot. Make sure they get a lot of plays. And like them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc., etc., etc. Do all that fun stuff. And most importantly, look for us too on the world of social media. Look for us on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and make sure you stay driven. See you, everybody.